The next patient is William Duncan. The last name is D-U-N-C-A-N. First name is William. This is a clinical case of a 73-year-old white male that is followed because of the presence of CKD stage 3A going into 3B, A3. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been aggressive, has ups and downs, and along with this has hypertension, hyperuricemia, and the aging process. The patient has been taking fosinopril, 40 milligrams every day, Farxiga, 10 milligrams daily, or Ozempic. But in the latest laboratory workup, we have a creatinine of 1.67 a BUN of 43, an estimated EFR of 43 mLs per minute, and a protein creatinine ratio that went from 900 to 2700 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. The patient states that he was given a steroid injection. The blood sugar got out of control. For that reason, we are going to add to the recent, we're going to add to the treatment Kerendia, 10 milligrams on daily basis. We're going to check the blood sugar 1 week after the initiation of the therapy, looking for hyperkalemia. And eventually, the patient will increase to 20 milligrams on daily basis if potassium level allows, period. We also recommended a plant-based diet compared to the regular diet. The industrial production of food, it has to be avoided, specifically the chicken, the pork, the meat. Go to small fish and eggs, and do a plant-based diet in order to fight the inflammation and see if we get a control of the proteinuria. Number two, arterial hypertension. In the office, the blood pressure is always elevated, systolic of 176 over 71. The main point of discussion is whether or not the blood pressure is controlled at home, and according to the blood pressure logs, the systolic blood pressure at home is around 130. We are not going to change the prescription. Following number, the patient has the type 2 diabetes that has been diagnosed for about 16 years, and the most recent hemoglobin A1C. That was done on March the 27th is 7.2%. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, a status post-coronary artery bypass. Following number. The patient has a Barrett's esophagus that is followed by gastroenterology and is treated with PPIs. Following number, the patient has a remote history of kidney stones. This activity of the stones have been absent. Following number, BPH without any symptoms. Following number, the patient is obese, has a BMI of 34. Period. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months if the proteinuria continues to be elevated. We do serology and consider a kidney biopsy to rule out the possibility of FSGS. Period. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.